it's causing a lot of anger among the communities, because small bars and country areas, that this is the center of their communities, and the loss to that community is there's no price that can be put on that. And this is, I'm not on here just to talk about the business people and what they're losing. Communities are losing a lot here as well, and that is what we have to realize here, Greg, that the government have to open up this sector. I think you said the meat factories and community COVID, something like 80% of the people, that's where those infections are coming from meat factories and from the house parties, as you say. So I feel if this sector was opened up, we talk about keeping people 2 meters apart. Well, if we've got more premises open, there are going to be more people apart, because there'll be less people in the few that are open. And I think we've lost a bit of as to how we can deal with this pandemic. And I feel now, I think people have done very well. And you go out everywhere now, if you don't have a mask on now, you feel out of place, because people are getting used to wearing the masks. As I say now, you put your mask in your pocket now, along with your mobile phone. And that's the way people are thinking now. And I think by keeping one sector of business in this country closed and giving them grants, let them open, let them try and deal with it, instead of throwing money at them, because that 16 million is a lot of money, but it won't come anywhere near getting businesses up and running again.